The Glassblower of Murano by Marina Fiorato.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Conrad, Ruby, and most of all, Sasha, you are all in this book somewhere. Chapter 1. The Book. As Corradino Manin looked on the lights of San Marco for the last time, Venice from the lagoon seemed to him a golden constellation in the dark blue velvet dusk. How many of those window panes that adorned his city like costly gems had he made with his own hands? Now they were stars, lit to guide him at the end of the journey of his life. Guide him home at last. As the boat drew into San Zaccaria, he thought not, for once, of how he would interpret the vista in glass with the pulegozo of leaf gold and hot lapis, but instead that he would never see this beloved sight again. He stood in the prow of the boat, a brine-flecked figurehead, and looked left to Santa Maria della Salute, straining to see the white-domed bulk looming in its newness from the dark. The foundations of the great church had been laid in 1631, the year of Corradino's birth, to thank the Virgin for delivering the city from the plague. His childhood and adulthood had kept pace with the growing edifice. Now it was complete, in 1681, the year of his death. He had never seen its full splendor in daylight, and now never would.